energy, a different turnout from this last PUD meeting, and I was very motivated by what people are, their feedback from the new plan that we have. Restore is focused, this is a scripture-inspired wellness retreat. We're focused on families coming to a place where if they want to visit Branson, they come here and they leave with a vision, a mission for their family. It's really focused on strengthening families. That's why we have the regenerative farm. We're going to be showing people how to actually farm in a way that's good for the land, rotational grazing, and we're going to be doing, we've already planted with the community over 300 fruit trees in that orchard area. So there's a lot that we've done. Those buildings that you saw, they're just travel trailers. They look like they've been built, but they were just hold on site, and we're waiting for the approval to hook them up and going further for, with them. So, you know, at this point, I'm excited if you guys do approve this. I was under the impression this meeting, after it was approved, that we would be pushing forward with the construction of it, and then there'll be a final plan that was submitted at the end. I guess Todd will talk about, there's like an education process, because there's not a lot of PUDs that are done in this county. So I'm sure Todd will have more information about how this PUD kind of works. But if you want to open up, do you guys have any questions for me on the 50,000-foot view?
Not at the moment.
Okay. I'll turn it over to Todd. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you hearing us out.
Good afternoon, Commission. Todd Chandler with Great River Engineering, 186 South Payne Stewart Drive, Suite 151, Branson, Missouri. As you'll see here, Cody, you went to the right slide. That's kind of where I wanted to start at. I'm kind of taking an abbreviated presentation because I appreciate everybody's time and just wanted to highlight the key items. What Justin mentioned, they originally went through the old CUP on the previous application that got denied. They've really just reinvigorated this plan and put a lot more effort into what we're presenting today, which is the planned unit development. Before, it was public restaurant and cafe, public trails, public RV with large RVs, as well as an event center. Now you'll see with the PUD, it's really an invitation-only wellness retreat. As Justin mentioned, it's for registered guests and staff only. Private trails, guests and staff only. It is gated. So that gate, you know, once it's in operation, will typically be closed unless there's, you know, expecting visitors, that type of thing. The trails have really shifted from what they were before. They're limited to, you know, just private use by the guest. There's no loud ATVs or anything like that. They're actually, this trail map shows the trails that we're using are going to be electric vehicles only. So similar to like Big Cedar, if you go down to Fun Mountain, they've got the electric go-karts because noise was an issue. And so noise will not be an issue because of using the electric golf cart type UTVs in lieu of, you know, gas powered. So that was a big change. Next slide, Cody. As far as ingress and egress, you know, we do have to design for the worst case vehicle, which would be an RV in this case, actually semis to get in there. We've worked with County Road and Bridge to work on, there's some existing site distance issues on Jefferson, as well as the width on Jefferson is a concern that we've gotten from some of the nearby residents. So we've worked on the elements that we've been able to control, which is trying to come up with a safer entrance. So if you have been out there, there's an old road, platted roadway that's a platted road, but it's privately maintained. It's called Tracy Street. What we're doing is to get rid of Tracy Street and come with a single driveway at the highest point of the hill. So right at the crest of the curve, we're having a proposed entrance that will be designed to handle RVs, you know, tight, you know, we're getting rid of the tight turn radius in lieu of a properly constructed driveway that will be all concrete in the right-of-way, and then it'll transition over to chip and seal because it is a conservation easement, so we have to be cautious of the type of materials that we use on the private portion of the conservation easement. So you'll see the details here. We met with Jack out on site as well to come up with this plan that would work for everybody as far as what we can control on our property. We understand that Jefferson's, you know, narrow street. This is a low-impact development. If we were doing a typical subdivision, like an 80-lot subdivision, for instance, would generate about 800 trips per day. This is in the realm of, like, less than 300 trips per day when it's fully built out. So it's significantly less than even a residential subdivision. So that was a change from what it was originally designed when they were going through the conditional use permit with public RV, public restaurant. So all that has been basically removed from the plan and promoted in the planned unit development instead. So next slide, Cody. The traffic plan, just to summarize, you know, we're generating like 254 trips per day based on the multiple uses, from the camping units to the RV sites as well, and the glamping units and the fellowship hall too. Next slide, Cody. We've worked with Western Taney Fire Protection to come up with a solution. The next slides you'll see will be what we've been working with the fire department to get approval. We are going to connect to public water supply district number 3, so we'll have access to public water as well as public sewer. We're tying into the village of Bull Creek, so we've been working through. We actually received a letter of intent, intent to serve from Toth Engineering, which is the review engineer for the village of Bull Creek. And assuming we receive approval today, we'll work through that process as well as develop final plans for submittal to Bull Creek, so that way review engineer can review the plans and make sure everything's aligned with what Bull Creek requires on sewer extension projects. Next slide, Cody. So how this is different, we're not doing vacation rentals, we're not doing nightly or short-term stays. These are reservation-only, purpose-driven, multi-night. When people come out to the site, they, you know, they're staying there for, you know, anywhere from 3 to 7 nights a stay, whether that's staying in the cabins or the glamping units or the RV side of it. There's no parties or commercial events. The fellowship event center is basically for guests that are on the resort, so they can have a meal. There's shared meals, and also Justin mentioned the scripture side of it as well. It is a wellness retreat, so people come out there to, you know, get their lives right, to kind of disconnect from cell phone usage. And it will be low intensity by design. Next slide, Cody. One of the concerns was, how is this going to impact property values around the development? So Justin and Brian went out and got an independent assessment from a real estate broker in the area, and the impact of that development is very minimal on the nearby subdivision. Because of the limited and controlled nature of the use, it's not going to be a fly-by-night development. And then, obviously, setting traffic and operational caps. One question that came up was, you know, when this thing is built out, how many people maximum attendance is going to be there? So based on the working with Justin as well as the overall development, looking at the campsite, we're assuming worst-case scenario would be 250 guests at a time, and that's going to be very limited. That might only be once a year maybe for a special event. And keep in mind, we'll know when this event occurs. There'll be signage as well. And Justin has a relationship with all the neighbors from the public meetings that we've had, as well as the planting, the tree planting that he organized a few weeks ago. Next slide, Cody. So basically what we're asking the county to approve is approval of the planned unit development. I think you guys have the access to the narrative. It's a very extensive document. It controls exactly what we can do on specific locations on each of the property itself. There's like 21 parcels, and each parcel has identified uses. If you guys have questions on that, you know, specifically, I'm here to address any of those questions you have. We've as Justin mentioned, we've gone back, we've listened to the public feedback, we went and had neighborhood meetings. All of this was not required.
But Justin wanted to be very neighborly and work with all the nearby residents to make sure that all their needs were being addressed. So with that, I'm here to answer any questions that the commission members have on the development.
Moving forward with this, Cody, so today we really need to know what we're going to allow and before we move forward. So, I mean, there's a lot to be considered.
There is. I'm afraid there's some miscommunication because I heard that. Were you not under the assumption that this would be a preliminary and then a final and we'll dial it all in?
I was under the impression it was going to be basically this would before approval of the final PUD. I didn't know there was a preliminary and final.
No, this would be the first step in saying, okay, we can move forward with the plan, but we got to dial in all the details of exactly how it's all going to move. We need to see covenants. We need to see, do you got all your sewer? Do you got all your paperwork for water? We haven't seen all that stuff.
Yeah, I was not under that impression at all.
Right, but do you have it?
Where are we at?
The covenants and restrictions.
Where is all the actual language on how this works?
That was the narrative, the PUD that Bill Young put together that was submitted
right,
as part of that.
But there's a lot more to it than that. I'm talking, do you have all the authorities and stuff from the water? Do you have those documents?
Yeah.
Or are you just hoping to have them?
Yeah, we have the intent to serve, which is from the village of Bull Creek. We have approval from Western Taney Fire.
So
we also have... We've submitted plans to DNR for the water extension. I don't know. It's been approved. The DNR.
Okay. So they can do the broad level, but the actual dialing in goes back to the Planning Commission to review on all the little things and how it works based on the criteria they set.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
We'll work through the process as required.
Okay, because I was thrown off a little bit because the way I took it, the way it was a minute ago, it was like, hey, when we leave here, we're just going to get permits and roll on. That's not really the scenario how this is going to work.
No. It has a final, and you guys can change it where you have the final approval with the Planning Commission. You can make that decision today, too. But the Planning Commission has always been in play it's kind of like a major subdivision. You do a preliminary and then a final plat. It's the same thing with this.
Looking at the history, who put this together? Did you put this together or did they put that together? It just gives like a synopsis of the history and the adjoining properties.
I'm not sure. I'd have to read through it.
So what all is built on the property at the moment that is permitted to be there?
I haven't given out any permits, so we're having a lot of issues at the start of the project, so I refrained from putting anything down. I didn't want to be in a situation where I was permitting piecemealing this project together when the whole thing was denied as a group. That's when they reached out to Great River to come back in and reassess their plan and how to put it together and present it better. And that's how the plan development came about. Because it's just a much cleaner process to show all these different uses on just a few